when these big days happen, we must get the word from the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles in year number 37.
Seven, but who's counting?
The great Merrill Reese, who started when he was 14 years old. Right.
I'm glad you pointed that out.
Merrill, welcome to the 2013 NFL season, officially. Eagles getting some business done.
I thought it was 2006.
How about that?
See that? I'm losing
track. See how quickly time flies? Really bizarre start and crazy start and fun start to free agency, Merrill, with five players signed, agreed to terms anyway on day one. How do you feel about the process? I feel very, like every day is a new, what
new
are they
adventure.
Looking for? Yeah, it's really very refreshing.
I'm very excited. I'm very excited. There's so much new stuff going on, Dave, in the air. And there is reason to be optimistic. There's going to be a new offense, a new defense, for the most part, a new coaching staff. I really can't wait. Usually at this time, I am into the vacation mode. I want my golf rounds in. I'm looking forward to the Masters. But really, the first thing I think about every day is, what are the Eagles going to do next? Where are they heading? When's the first day of minicamp? I'm really into it.
Found it very interesting, Merrill, that in most, 99% of the pre-draft, or rather the pre-free agency speculation, you know, you heard the names Sean Smith and Danny Amendola and Golson, and nobody really talked about the players the Eagles signed, Patrick Chung and James Casey and Sopoaga. I mean, guys who came kind of from nowhere, those solid free agent additions that for years and years the Eagles had kind of made their trademark.
Well, we have, I think all of us, have had the dream team go in and out and are not excited to go. I was not excited about going after someone like Darrell Revis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, didn't we learn with Nnamdi Asamoah what a mistake that can be? And he came here healthy. Darrell Revis is coming in, if he wherever he goes, even if it's with the Jets, he's coming off an ACL tear, and he's a corner. And that's a very risky thing. Very, very risky. I would never give up a number one draft choice for Darrell Revis. Is he a great player? We know he was. But I'd rather have the guys like Isaac Sopoaga, who was a very, very steady nose tackle in San Francisco, played for a winning team. Certainly, Tom Gamble, who was out there, has to know how to evaluate him. Tom's a terrific addition.
Right. And Merrill, I agree with you. I think that this kind of illustrates once again that the core of building an NFL team comes on the weekend of April 25th, 26th, 27th.
Mm-hmm.
You must strike big in the draft.
Oh,
and then
absolutely.
Supplement in free agency.
I could not agree more. I mean, when you have the fourth pick in the draft, you have got to make that count, even if it means trading back. But you've got to make that number four pick really pay off for you.
Merrill, let's talk about James Casey first, the offensive player, the first one in, if you will, on Tuesday when the Eagles announced a flurry of players who agreed to terms. Sounds like he is not going to come in and take Brent Celek's job, per se, but that he will be a supplement in many places in the offense. Kind of a player that we really haven't seen in a long, long time. I'm not even sure if we've seen a player at tight end move around to so many positions.
If I were Stanley Havili, I don't think I would buy any green tomatoes.
Right. I think the fullback position may be extinct. A pure fullback position may be extinct in this
offense. No, but he could be working out of an H-back type of situation at times. The word that we've heard is versatile.
Mm-hmm.
And we know he's a good football player. He was a very good football player at Rice.
Yes. But can you remember a player who kind of moved around 240 pounds who, if he were to go in the slot and displace out as a wide receiver, line up in tight as a tight end, line up as an H-back. Has there been that kind of player, Merrill, that you've seen in the Eagles uniform to do that?
Not here.
Yeah.
No. Okay. No. I can't think of anybody. I mean, they've had guys that they've moved around from time to time, but usually they were linebackers who became fullbacks and tight ends. But this is a guy who's in the parlance, a skill position type player.
Do you have a sense yet, Merrill, at all? And I don't. Of the offense and what it could look like?
No, I don't. And I don't. And when people say to me, who's the quarterback? I honestly don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I think that Chip Kelly is giving himself every possible option. He is keeping his options open. And I believe him when he says that he's going to examine his talent, see how it works out, and play to the strength of his talent. Now, I think one thing we do know is he runs a fast-paced offense. And I do know that of primary importance to Chip Kelly is a quarterback's decision-making ability. But other than that, we don't know.
Right. I do think that the focus of the offense, Merrill, will be the running backs, which seems to make sense to me when you've got LeSean McCoy, Bryce Brown, and Deion Lewis, who I think can really, if they run what they ran in Oregon to the level of success that they ran in Oregon, would seem to fit in very nicely.
Well, if, and that's a big if, because sure. You've heard Chip say that if you take the Oregon playbook and people think all you're going to do is cross off Oregon and put on Philadelphia, you're going to be preparing for a lot of things that the Eagles aren't going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it is wait and see, but I think it's going to be very exciting.
Merle, did these names jump out at you at all? Sopoaga, Phillips, Chung, Fletcher for the defense?
Sopoaga jumped out at me
Okay. Right
away. Another guy who is on the premises today, and the Eagles have publicly said that, is Ricky Jean-Francois,
who
is also a 49er.
Right.
That's an interesting name. That tells me they're going to do something, some variation of the 30 defense.
Your experience here, Merle, I saw you in the cafeteria a little while ago saying hello to defensive coordinator Bill Davis, whose father we both knew very well and hope to see very soon again, Billy Davis, Bill Davis Sr., who was with Buddy Ryan prior to that, was with Dick Vermeil, right, as a coach?
Yes, and is one of the finest gentlemen I have ever known in my life.
Okay. And let's hope, what do you think about the son as a defensive coordinator?
I think he's a very, very bright guy. And even then, tell you a funny story about Bill Davis.
Please do.
I was in a situation years and years and years ago under different management at WIP where suddenly they got the bright idea that they wanted me to do sports updates all day. And I said, but it's football season. I have to be at practice. This is how I prepare for a game. And they said, never mind that. You've got to be here doing sports updates. And I was heartbroken because, I mean, I prepare. I'm here every day. I'm around the players. I'm on the practice field. And I didn't know what to do. And during a conversation with Bill Davis, I told him that how upset I was. And he said, what time do you get off on Wednesday? I said, 4 o'clock. He said, I want you to come to my office every Wednesday from now till the end of the season at 4:30, which I did. And every Wednesday, he would put on the visitors' tape and go through the offense, through the defense, and then he would show me practice tape of the Eagles. I never was better prepared for a game. I mean, that was like taking a football course with a great professor, and he was wonderful, and I will never forget him for that.
Well, that's a great story, Merrill. To the listeners, you're prepared to the nth degree every week.
But I would not have been able to be if Bill hadn't reached out the way he did. And I just related that story to Billy. And in those days.
And did he say, hey, by the way, Merle, come on down Thursday.
You know what he used to say to me? He used to talk about Billy, of whom he was very, very proud. And Billy was at the University of Cincinnati at the time. And he said, you know, my kid's going to be a great coach because he lives for football. He is a football junkie like a Belichick who was raised in it. That's how Billy's been raised, and I think he's going to be a terrific coach.
Well, it's
a terrific coordinator.
I think we're all very encouraged by the start here to free agency. Merle Reese will be joining me right here in our Xfinity studio and at the NovaCare Complex April 25th, the NFL draft.
That's my favorite weekend.
Nearly here, Merle.
Mm-hmm. A tradition unlike any
other. Let me get a name. Give me a name. Fourth pick in the draft. Eagles will take?
Deion Jordan.
Okay. Deion Jordan, linebacker, defensive end.
Oregon.
Merle Reese, we're going to hold you to that.
If not that, how about D. Milliner?
One name only. We'll see more of Merle, of course, in the offseason here. Make sure you tune in throughout our draft weekend. Merle and I will be hosting our draft marathon here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Merle Reese, once again, thank you so much, my man.
My pleasure.
For joining us in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.